today on CityCast Pittsburgh. There are so many sets of steps throughout the city. Pittsburgh actually has more public staircases than any other American city. And that's true, not like the bridge thing. But why are there so many? I took a little field trip to a stairway in Troy Hill where I met Laura Zawalski, aka Miss Steps, for a history lesson. She's climbed all 739 sets of city steps, and she's encouraging other Pittsburghers to do the same. It's Thursday, July 28th. I'm Morgan Moody, and this is CityCast Pittsburgh. Laura, can you describe where we are right now?
Oh, yeah. So right now we're in Troy Hill. We're at the top of the Basin Street stairs. We're at the section that goes by a number of orphan houses. Those are houses that we have here in Pittsburgh that only have access to them by the city steps. So we're about to walk down this section of Basin Street. We're going to see some orphan houses, and then we're going to go and sit at this really beautiful overlook that's right off of the stairs, where we're going to look out over the Heinz 57 stacks. We're going to look out over the bridges, the Allegheny River, and be amazed by the beautiful landscape that's in front of us.
Well, you are Miss Steps, so I trust you. It's funny, I never knew there was a name for the style of houses. But I do find that it's the most, like, asked about thing that I get from people that aren't from Pittsburgh. They think it's very weird that people live, like, in these little hillsides.
Pittsburgh, in terms of urban areas, has some of the steepest and most significant changes in elevation anywhere in the United States, out of urban areas. You know, of course, there are, you know, the Rocky Mountains and
right.
All of that.
Like Denver, yeah.
But the real significant changes in elevation is what prompted private industry initially, and then the city and municipal governments in later years, to build this kind of infrastructure, to build the city steps, because you needed to get people who lived up on the hillsides, these very steep hillsides, down to all of the industry and all of the employment and everything that often was down along the rivers.
We should also mention that the steps are old. So,
yes.
And Pittsburgh has this thing for very narrow, very thin steps like these right here.
Yeah. Okay, so this is interesting. So this little spot that we're at right now, we've just gone down the first half of Basin Street, which is the public right-of-way. But as you look over to the side, you will see these like smaller little flights of stairs. And those are the flights that went out.
There's a dog.
Oh, we got
a
barking dog.
Come down the hill and has taken interest.
Yeah, it's like, I want to go for a walk too.
Yeah.
So these little flights here, some of them you will see go to houses that you can see, and some of the stairs go into an empty hillside, and that is the indication that at one time there was a house there. Pittsburgh, as you may or may not know, is one of the most significantly depopulated urban cities in Appalachia and in the United States. At the height of the population boom, Pittsburgh had, within city limits, mind you, not the county, city limits, had in excess of 700,000 people. And now, based on latest census data, we have just about 300,000. So we have to keep that in mind when we're walking around and we're looking at the hillsides, and we're looking at like why things look the way they are, why things are so green, why are there these little stairs that go nowhere? It's because at one time there was something there.
So Pittsburgh's known as the city of bridges, but that's like not exactly true, because we don't have the most bridges in the world, and not even in the country. But we could be the city of steps because we have so many. So why does Pittsburgh have so many sets of steps?
So the whole thing with the city of steps and why we have so many of them is, you know, for that reason that I just mentioned. It's like, okay, we had 700,000 people, and the majority of stairs, you know, that we see, they weren't all built like all at once.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that happened over many decades. You know, the last few decades of the 1800s, many of those were built by the private industry that lined the river. So we see a lot of those in like the Southside Slope. Scopes area and also the Oakland area, because that is where in the late 1800s, all of the industry, the new burgeoning industries were located. So it was like steel and iron and glass. So there had to be a way to get people down the hills.
This is a time before people had, not everybody had cars.
No,
that was a
luxury. Cars didn't even exist yet, you know? And it's like we had trolleys, you know, we had horse-drawn trolleys. But the thing that's really important to remember, because the stairs really were the first mass transportation system that the city had. Mm-hmm. And some people do say like, oh, well, but you know, we had trolleys, you know, trolleys existed back then. But what's important to know is that the trolleys weren't free, right? You had to pay money, whether it was a horse-drawn trolley or the electrified trolleys that came later on. And that is something that when you consider how significant the immigrant and new arrival population was here in Pittsburgh for a number of decades, that was something that many people simply did not have the money for. So when I use the term mass transportation, I like to think of it as transportation for the masses. For a lot of people, the stairs really was what got them around. So, like, for example, here we are in Troy Hill. Spring Garden is directly on the other side of the hill from us here. And Spring Garden Avenue was a leading commercial corridor, dating back to, Civil War era. Mm-hmm. It was a place where there was a lot of tanneries, butchers, anything that had to do with kind of like animal production, right? And so there was so much work opportunity along Spring Garden Avenue. But it's like, okay, it's down in the valley and there's a big hill that kind of surrounds it from here in Troy Hill. So, you know, people like, okay, you need to be able to get down there. Yeah. So this is why, like, how over time, you know, it went from, maybe like a dozen wooden stairs in Oakland and Southside Slopes that were leading to like the real heavy industries along the Mon, to where we are now, which is like over 900, and in just about every single neighborhood.
Hey, CityCast listeners, this episode is brought to you by the Pittsburgh Opera. You know, a few weeks ago, some friends and I went to La Traviata, and I confess, it was my very first opera. But yes, it was incredible. So I was very excited to see that they've got a new show coming to the Byam Theater. It's April 27th through May 5th, called The Passion of Mary Caldwell Dawson. It's about a real person, a Pittsburgher and heroine, who in 1943 is managing a million moving pieces with the National Negro Opera Company. They're all set to perform on a floating barge just to avoid all the segregated venues, but bad weather strikes and they've got to figure out a way forward. If you want to know what happens next, you'll just have to attend. The show is in English. It does have a little dialogue. It's kind of short for something operatic, just over an hour, and tickets start at just $15. There are all kinds of discounts for students, teachers, seniors, and veterans. Plus, the Pittsburgh Opera's new rideshare program gives patrons up to $60 worth of Uber vouchers to get them to and from the show. If this sounds up your alley, get your tickets now for The Passion of Mary Caldwell Dawson at pittsburghopera.org.
These people had to have, in the 1800s, had to have been in such good shape. Their calves must have looked amazing, going up and down these stairs everywhere.
There's often, like, you know, even like 1800s, but even like, you know, going up through the 1950s, right? Of like, okay, working class people that lived within city limits, you know, they walked to work every day, you know, and then they were also working these really like physically demanding jobs. But even if you weren't a steel worker, you know, if you were, say, you know, like 1920s, you know, woman who lived in Troy Hill who was working down at Heinz, you know, Heinz employed more than 50% of their working staff was female. And so, you know, you were going on the stairs all the time, whether you were going on them for work, right. You were going to do your shopping, you know, doing your errands, going to your house of worship. So it's often one of these things that I think about, like the ancestors of Pittsburgh would laugh at us today of like, you know, when COVID hit and the gyms were closed and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm going to get out so out of shape because I can't go do my cardio stairmaster at the gym or whatever. And it's like, well, no, like you got all these city steps that are all around you. And I'm like, this is why, you know, it was a very different kind of life back then.
And you talked about the stairs that are in like Oakland and Southside, those being some of the oldest. Are there any original stairs? Because they look...
They look pretty original.
Well, see, this is the thing. So the original, like the Old Testament original stairs, were made out of wood. And, you know, when you think about things from the 1800s, all of that is long gone. And part of the reason why it's also long gone is that our built landscape has changed considerably since, like, you know, the 1880s, the 1890s. The stairs that we see now, I guess I would call them like stairs 2.0, like Basin Street here that we've walked on, these were constructed right after World War II. And so what you see now, what you see in terms of this concrete, the concrete aggregate that's used in many of the stairs, the style of the steel for the railings, all of this was put into place between the late 1940s and the early 1950s. And of course, you know, concrete and steel, it's designed to last a good 70 or 80 years. It's very good construction.
It's hitting its expiration date.
Expiration date, that's a great way to put it. Because what ended up happening, you know, Pittsburgh lost so much of that population. Just as we were starting to reach that point when maintenance should have been done. And so these were things that for a long period of time, actually coming up to like very recent times, people had just thought, like leave them be. Nobody uses them anyway. Just let them, they'll crumble, they'll fall apart. It gets all overgrown. Nobody cares anymore. Up until, I want to say maybe like the last 5 to 6 years, when there really became a renewed emphasis on, you know, having, you know, green transportation, trying to keep people from using their vehicles as frequently. And much like the bike lanes, the city steps also, you know, play a big role in that.
And you clearly know a lot about these stairs, about Pittsburgh. I mean,
it's been like getting a PhD in city steps.
If you learned one bit of information per sets of stairs that you've climbed in the city, I could see why you'd now be like this, wealth of knowledge.
There's so much. All of these neighborhoods have had so much happen, so much, you know, joy and happiness and so much trauma. And all of that is infused in the landscape. All of that is infused because the people that had that joy and had that sadness, they were walking up and down these stairs, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah. And all of that, I believe is like, that's a part of the land. That's a part of the city that we all live in. So for me as a creative person, capturing all of that and then putting that out there and giving it to people to say, like, you know, think about this, and then, you know, you go out and you have your experience. That's what I love to share with people, you know, through my words, through my tours, through my writing. You know, it's like a love letter to the city.
Laura, thank you so much for showing us parts of the city that we didn't know about.
It was wonderful.
Laura Zawowski is Miss Steps, 739 flights of city steps and counting. You can find Laura's art and writing on her website, mis-steps.com, where you can also book one of her step tours. You can also find her on her Instagram account, where she has so many very cool pictures of all the step tours. It's at mis.steps. Okay, some more news before you go. The Central Outreach Wellness Center has monkeypox vaccines. If you think you've been exposed to monkeypox or you're sure you have been, you'll get the vaccine first. The center got the vaccines from the National Stockpile of Emergency Medical Supplies. As of right now, there have been about a dozen confirmed cases of monkeypox in Allegheny County. And employees at our local Planned Parenthood held a rally earlier this week. They voted to unionize more than a year ago, but they still don't have their first contract. They want better wages and more staff. And if you've been a regular listener to this show, you know they're seeing more out-of-state patients and a huge influx of people looking for abortion care post-Roe. That's all for today here on CityCast Pittsburgh. We're stepping out. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend, rate the show, and leave us a review. Of course, as always, subscribe to our morning newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city, so we'll see you then. Are you looking at that spotted?
We gotta do a little killing here.
We're out here. I don't know if it's God's work. It flew away, so it lives for a few more moments.
Yeah. When we're done, we're gonna hunt you down.